Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478, as you have heard. And speaking of shows, we're at a show. We're at one of the best environmental shows that's around. I've been involved in this Live Green Expo in Plano now since the beginning several years ago. I don't even know what year this is, four or five or something like that. It's at the Plano Center in Plano, Texas. Those of you in this area need to come by. There's all kinds of booths. There's all kind of great quality lectures going on all day today, and a lot of displays, and it covers everything from wind and solar energy and hybrid cars. Right across from me is a booth that sells some kind of little bikes and scooters that have tiny little engines on them. The Green Living store people are here. You've heard me talk about Green Living a lot, the mail order situation, as well as their physical store, which is over in the Design District. They're here. They're right beside me, so you can come by and meet the people there and see the basic products that make up that Green Living store. I'll be speaking at 2 o'clock, and will a lot of other people all during the day. They've got a real nice catalog that tells you all about it when you get here. Parking is free, and getting in the door is free as well. So a lot of people already here. I hope you come by, and if you do, be sure and say hello. We've been talking about the basic program that I recommend, and we talked about in the previous hour the bed preparation and changing a project that's not organic over to an organic project using compost and rock and sugar, that basic program that I recommend, that basic formula. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the maintenance side of it today. What I'm talking about in my lecture today is growing fruits and vegetables and edible crops with the organic program. And as I say over and over, if the program does not work in every way, and that includes from a financial standpoint, it don't work, in my opinion. So what we continue to do is come up with things that work better, things that are more efficient, things that are more effective, and don't cost as much, don't have to be used as often. And whenever we come up with something that does work better, we recommend it. And some of the stores have the latest and greatest things that I recommend, and some don't. Quite a few don't, as a matter of fact. Some people will still recommend and sell the things that I recommended 5 years ago because, you know, they worked and they were like, why do I need to change? Or they maybe have come up with some organic products of their own. But what we recommend is state-of-the-art now and very, very simple. The management tools that we use are primarily Garrett juice and a mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria product called Thrive. And then the third product is a product called BioWash. That covers about 90% of an organic management program, believe it or not. Now, we do put out a dry fertilizer from time to time, and we're continuing to help people develop new dry fertilizers. There's a bunch of great ones already on the market, Ladybug, and in general, dry molasses is one that I use a whole lot. There are others that are real nice blends. Maestro Grow has one. There's several other products out there. But you can make it as simple as putting out one dry fertilizer application a year, something like a dry molasses or one of the blends, at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then the rest of the year, the rest of the entire year, really, the growing season at least, you should do Garrett Juice and Thrive on a 30-day basis. Now, if that doesn't fit your budget, do it one time. If that's less than your budget, do it once a quarter. In other words, there is flexibility with the organic approach as well. If you do Garrett Juice and Thrive, what you're doing is you're putting out an organic fertilizer, or Garrett Juice is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed and fish. Formula's on the website and in the books always for you, so you can make your own. But if you want to buy a commercial product, they are available. Medina has the one called Garrett Juice Plus, which has the fish. The original formula, Garrett Juice without the fish, is under the Nature's Guide label, so you can go either way there. And then the BioWash, which is the third piece. Well, let's talk about Thrive first because that's more on the fertility side. The second part that goes along with that liquid fertilizer is Thrive. And we had a hand in developing the product. We got the mycorrhizal fungus together with the bacteria people. And they both admitted that their products would be better working with the other. I asked them why they hadn't already gotten together. And the answer was that the fungus people and the bacteria people don't communicate, don't deal with each other. It's really a funny conversation. But anyway, we got them together, and they both admit that the products they both make are better now because all of that's there. In that product also is a wide range of beneficial fungus and a wide range of species of bacteria, not just one. Some of the microbe products that are on the market that others will recommend to you only contain one or two species of microbes. You don't want that. You want to have dozens of different species so that you cover all different situations. And it also covers all different climates and all different soils. One of the things that can happen that's negative, for example, if you go with some of the other microbe products, if you look at the label and there's only one species that's recommended, Peace lethus is one that will be on some of the labels as the only mycorrhizal fungus in the product or one of the few. That one won't live very well in alkaline soils, like in the black and white soils of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you want to have a wide range of mycorrhizae and also bacteria. When you put those microbes out with their sack lunch that we call Garrett juice, you have tremendous effects on a short-term basis and on a long-term basis, which is a big difference from the high-salt fertilizers that we don't recommend, you know, those that claim miracles and all that. The worst synthetic fertilizers, of course, are the ones that are nitrogen-only, and here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area being pushed heavily by people that are selling the products. And unfortunately, one of the universities, too, they came up with this great idea that the soil already had too much phosphorus in it, and so they started recommending a nitrogen-only fertilizer. I don't know what happened to potash. It just was collateral damage, I guess, because they're recommending 100. In other words, nothing but nitrogen in the product. Well, as I was telling the people in the first hour, there's not a fertilizer that you could choose that would be more destructive to the soil and to the microbes and to the long-term fertility of what you're trying to grow. Short-term results, yeah, sure will. It's going to give a powerful front-end spike. You're going to see some greening and some development of flowers and fruit and things like that. Long-term, it's going to be a problem. You're going to have more insects and diseases, and you're going to cause a destruction of the soil long-term. Just the opposite happens with the organic fertilizers. The soil gets better because of the stimulation of microorganisms with every application forever. You never have to replace the soil. And that's one of the things we'll talk about in the demonstrations here. Our nonprofit organization, the Texas Organic Research Center, and More Tree Care and others are working together outside the building here on demonstration gardens out there and showing you some of the raised bed techniques and talking about the organic program and all that and kind of giving you a little hands-on of some of the things I'll be showing in slides and talking about in my seminar later on. We'll talk more about the program and how it works and the specific things. The next point of the basic program here is the pest control side of it, and we'll talk about a product called BioWash when we come back. And I think we have some people on the line. So right after the break, I think we're going to go on. We got 1 minute. Well, let's go ahead and take Roger real quick, see if I can help him. Roger in Richland Hills, what's up?
Yes, sir. I have planted super fantastic tomatoes.
Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll take Roger when we get back from the break. Our newsletter, it's free. It just came out. The one we just did was about taking toxic materials to the the company that is in Dallas and some of the other cities around our area and get rid of them as cleanly as possible. We've got pesticides, and we've got oils and fertilizers and paints and thinners and all those kinds of things that can go to these collection centers, and we covered that in a recent newsletter. If you want the newsletter, just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and that'll get you on the list. We send out one a week, and usually in the early part of the week, not always. Depends on what's going on, but one subject at a time. You can go back and see the ones that we've done in the past in the archives on dirtdoctor.com. Don't go away. I'll be back. 866-444-3478 is the phone number.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Hearing is a very important part of your health, and I have a great recommendation. It's a hearing aid company. It's affordable hearing. They actually do more than hearing aids. They can help you with tinnitus and various hearing issues, and you'll enjoy working with them. It's called Affordable Hearing. You ought to give them a call and talk to them, because you can try one of their pieces of gear for no cost and no obligation. It's 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions and to set an appointment. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help you. You'll be very impressed. This company uses the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and the prices are very reasonable for what you get, thus the name Affordable Hearing. For information or setting an appointment, the number is 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, even more reason to try Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easy to apply, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Get Deer Scram at nurseries and independent garden centers or visit deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Alrighty. Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number 866-444-DIRT-3478. Is Roger there? Kevin?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Roger
am.
In yes. North Richland Hills. What can I do for you, sir?
Okay, sir. About 3 weeks ago, I planted super fantastic tomatoes in clay pots using garden mender, soil mender soil. And I've been watering temperately with Garrett Juice and Thrive. And when the tomatoes get up about a half dollar size, they're developing this brown. It's like they're rotting on the bottom. They're turning brown, and they're not reaching maturity.
Well, that's way too early for that to start showing up there. You've got these. How big are these pots, Roger?
I don't know. They're big clay pots. I'll just tell you that they're not smaller. The smaller
okay.
ones.
Okay. All right. And other than Garrett Juice, any other fertilizer you've put in there? Any dry molasses or anything
dilute,
like that?
Garrett Juice and Thrive. No dry molasses.
Those two things. Okay. One thing I was noticing on mine, I've planted. Super fantastic also, and I was talking to our intern yesterday. We were looking at everything, getting ready for this event, and we've got little bitty pinworm holes in the lower leaves on mine. I think, and they'll be fine, what I'm going to use on them is the product that I was going to talk about that I mentioned before the break, this BioWash. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would recommend that you also do. I would probably, in your case, also spread some whole ground cornmeal under the plants and water it in.
Yes.
Because probably what you're seeing, and it's very unusual that you're seeing it this early, is that early blight or southern blight that's hitting those lower leaves. The BioWash is very, very effective on that disease, but it works best as a preventative. It is a curative, but it works better if you start doing it and use it as a spray with Garrett Juice on a regular basis. It could possibly, Roger, be related to the crazy weather. You know, it was cold again this morning
yep.
here. We've been up and down. We had that ridiculously hard wind yesterday. I actually tried to play in a golf tournament in it yesterday. That was a joke. But I think you just need to give them a little bit more tender, loving care. And since you haven't put a dry fertilizer in the soil, use the Garrett Juice both as a foliar and a drench mm-hmm. on about a weekly basis with some cornmeal. And I think you can get them turned around. They'll be fine, especially when it starts to get hot.
So the BioWash and the Garrett Juice is a foliar.
Garrett Juice and Biowash is a foliar. Garrett Juice and Thrive in the soil.
Now, again, it's the tomato that's turning brown on the bottom. Did you hear that?
Oh, part? I'm sorry. I thought you meant the – I'm glad you said that. I thought you were talking about the foliage. Okay, that's a different issue. That is early blight. I mean, that is blossom end rot.
Mm-hmm.
And blossom end rot is a sign that for whatever reason the phosphorus is not getting into the plant quite properly, and it's sometimes related, if not every time, related to the proper moisture getting into the plant.
Mm.
On that potting soil that you used, is there any evidence of lava sand in that mixture?
There may be. It's a soil amender product.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with exactly what their formula is right now. That's why I ask you that, and it's varied a little bit. If you don't see lava sand in it, if you can't pick it out pretty easily, see it in the mixture,
yes.
get a bag of lava sand and add it to the soil. That's going to help you with that moisture balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that would be good in your situation would be zeolite. And soft rock phosphate. Get just a bag of each one of those, and it's good for any gardening that you do, and mix a little bit of each one of those into the soil with those other things, and I think you'll see that problem end real quickly.
Zeolite and soft rock what?
Soft rock phosphate, and
okay.
If it's not available, just get rock phosphate. It won't necessarily have the word soft in front
okay.
of it. If it does, it's a little better. It's a little bit more available, bioavailable, and will work a little quicker.
Thank you so much, Howard.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I don't know if we got anybody else. Not right now. If you want to jump on here, please do. Carolyn in Kearns, Texas is Nick. I'm sorry, what was it, Kevin? Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What can I do for you today?
Okay, I have in my front yard in the north side of my house are large oak trees, and one of them is a double trunk, and it splits naturally about 6 foot high.
Uh-huh.
Well, last April we had actual tornadoes down here, and they just kind of touched down and picked up. And the wind was so strong, it nearly blew that tree down. Obviously, it was just such a force on the south part of the split that it literally has a gap where that tree has grown together naturally. It has begun to split about 3/4 to an inch. Most of the way before it naturally trunks off.
Okay.
So I'm standing, you know, on the east side looking at the trunk, and there is about a 3/4 inch gap almost all the way down. And then there's some black, oozy stuff on the west side looking back at the trunk, of course.
The split is going all the way to the ground. Is that what you're saying?
Almost all the way, yes, sir.
Okay.
And
well,
almost,
there's okay. two different ways to go with that. And one, well, there's three. Cut it down completely and put a new tree in.
Ooh.
Cut one side off and let the other side grow. Let me talk about the other cases when I come back, okay? Can you hang on with me? Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Drumgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to TheDirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We'll talk a little bit more about disease control and specifically about this BioWash product and related things in just a minute. But let's catch up. Marilyn, still with us in
yes.
Kern. Are you there, Marilyn?
I am.
The other way to go, Marilyn, is to run a bolt through the tree and bolt it back together where, you know, you pull those two split together. It's a temporary fix. It is eventually going, you know, the tree's never going to grow back together. That wound and that crack will always be there, even though you pull it back together. If you look at the tree, could you take one side or the other off, and what would be left would look any good at all?
Well, no, sir, because I tell you what, I failed to tell you, these trees are probably close to 75 to 100 years old. My husband and I moved here 40 years ago, and they were large trees then. They're large post oak trees.
Okay, well.
The diameter of them is like 3.5 foot or so.
Okay.
Circumference is probably 7.
You really need to get an arborist to come out and take a look at it, somebody like Moore Tree or somebody like that. They could drill through the tree and put in a stainless steel rod and hold it together. It's just that it's important for you to understand that that crack is always going to be there, and if that bolt ever gives way, it can be a dangerous situation. And that's why if it's a smaller tree, I try to tell people to take one side off and then let the side that's left fill back out. But in your case, it sounds like it would ruin the appearance too much.
Oh, it would. What I'm really more concerned about is insects getting into this crack. Is there a way that something natural or otherwise, should I pour concrete or, you know?
No, that's the worst thing you can do, put any kind of filler in there. You want to leave it totally natural, pull it together with an arborist helping you. But don't put any kind of filler in it at all. If you put some hydrogen peroxide down in it to kill the bacteria one time, that's probably a good thing to do. And then if you want to, from time to time, put this mixture that we call the tree trunk goop.
I've seen that online.
Yeah, it's the compost, diatomaceous earth, and soft rock phosphate. But there's no way you can prevent diseases completely. It's just keeping the root system as healthy as you can is the main thing.
All right. Well, you've been most helpful, and I always enjoy your show.
Well, good luck, and you probably do want to get a good arborist to come out and take a look, because without seeing it, I might be missing something pretty major with that. So have somebody visit with you on site, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate your call.
Bye.
And we've got Rebecca in Lufkin calling, I believe. Beautiful part of the state. Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Is there any downside to going out in the woods and just kind of raking back a little of the top stuff and getting soil to use in the garden or in big pots?
Nothing negative about it at all as far as taking taking it and using it, because it's wonderful compost and leaf mulch, leaf mold, and topsoil. The only damage that you could do, Rebecca, would be to do so much removal that you hurt the trees where you're removing it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, yeah. So if you just do it a little bit here and a little bit over there and, you know, not a big percentage of any one tree's root system, I don't have a problem with that at all. And it's wonderful, wonderful material for you to use.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to create in the garden. By using compost and rock powders and sugars in the bed preparation, and then using a natural mulch on the surface of the soil, a shredded native tree trimmings mulch, that mulch breaks down on the surface. And yes, we want that to happen. That's why we don't like, one of the reasons that we don't like cypress mulch, it will not break down very fast at all. And a lot of people think that's a benefit, but it's not. We want the mulch to break down and become humus and feed the microbes and feed the mycorrhizal fungus in the soil and do all the things that the natural process has. But the other thing real quick, and then we'll get back to the phone, is on a BioWash. BioWash is a very clean fatty acid product. It's made from potatoes and other vegetables. It not only functions to help control insect and disease problems as a curative in some cases, and I've used it for ants in the house, Faro ants and things like that, with great success, but also aphids on plants and things like that. But the other thing about the BioWash is that it does have an effect on the growth of the plant. It apparently, by cleaning the stems and the leaves, setting up a better condition, it actually increases photosynthesis and the growth and the production of plants. So it has become a pretty big part of our puzzle, our recommendations. Some people swear by adding it to the Garrett juice every time they spray. Now, if you have a little bit of an insect or disease problem or some kind of cultural thing going on that's making the plant less than perfect, I think that's a great idea. If your plants are in perfect shape, adding BioWash to every spray, probably not worth the money to do. And you might even be damaging some of the small beneficial insects. Some people would argue with that. I've got friends around the country that just swear by using it every time they spray and with a Garrett juice type mixture. So you can go either way you want to go there. But as far as brown patch on St. Augustine grass, black spot on roses, powdery mildew on crepe myrtle or on your vegetable crops, the bio wash at very low rates, mixing rates are on the container, can't beat it. The Living Earth, the Green Living store has it in the stores and in the store over in the Design District and also here at the Live Green Expo, so you can actually see it and I think buy it from one or two places here at the event if you don't want to go someplace else. It's also available for those of you around the country in the online store, the Green Living store that's on DirtDoctor.com. Next up is Jeff in Louisville. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you today?
I was just wondering if it was too late to put down a corn gluten meal.
Well, in Louisville?
Yes, sir.
It's too late to get the herbicidal effect from it, Jeff. The problem is that you've got to get it out before the weed seed germinate,
right.
And they've already germinated. Now, there's one exception there. If you have a brand-new garden or brand-new landscaping beds where they're disturbed and there's bare soil laying there, mm-hmm. That means that there's weed seed in that bare soil that might germinate. In that case, using the corn gluten meal is really good to do. I've used it, for example, around onions after they've started growing to keep the weeds away from the onions germinating in the bare soil and also feeding the onions to become great big bulbs. So in turf or in existing beds, you're not going to get the herbicidal value unless there's, you know, some germination that's going to happen from today forward. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It will function as a fertilizer, but you won't get the herbicidal effect.
Okay, because I got this property, and I'm really just going organic, trying to talk everybody into it.
Well, good for you. That's great.
And got me a little garden, so that was great news to hear. Got a lot of stickers, and you said something a while back about what the best fertilizer for St. Augustine was.
Well, the thing that I use is what I mentioned a minute ago. I use dry molasses,
okay. And
I use the Garrett juice because the Garrett juice contains, you know, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and fish. And so all those things are organic fertilizers. And I plan on doing that on a 30-day basis. We have some commercial projects that are doing that program, and it's working great. But other organic fertilizer blends, and there's several on the market here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in other states around the country as well, they all work fine. I don't think you need to do more than one dry application a year in most cases and then do the Garrett juice and thrive on either a monthly or a quarterly basis after that, whatever the budget and time allows.
Oh, well, great. Yeah, we had the Louisville Feed Mill here who supplied a great amount of stuff, and he kind of shut down. So I'd met Tropical John up there one time, and it was I started getting my stuff, and he shut down. So I've been looking around, found a little Red Barn place up the street.
Yep, they have it. Yep, that's a good place. And Trop and I are going to be doing a real organized reporting on the stores that carry these basic tools that we recommend, and we'll be working together so people will know where these things are available. Not all the retail stores carry the very important staple things that we talk about, so the ones that do, we're going to start to encourage them and give them some help.
Great.
Well, thanks for calling, Jeff.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
Good luck with your new garden.
Oh, thank you.
And let's go to North Richland Hills. Well, I think we already did that. Who are we next is Garlic Mike. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Howard. I wanted to give you a quick report about the fundraiser Thursday night at the Paul Quinn College Food for Good Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they had Will Allen out there, talked about composting and soil building, Trammell Crow, and a whole bunch of community leaders. I've got a little bit of garlic planted out there. Andrea Bithel from Oak Cliff Organics got me involved, and Elizabeth Whiteley was the director there that really was helpful in getting everything coordinated. And I just want to say, man, that was such a great event. Had such a good time.
Well, that's good. I wish I had gotten a little bit more notice on it. I would have liked to have been involved, but I'm glad it went well. I thought they bought a whole bunch of garlic from you and got a whole great amount going. Is that not the case yet?
Well, what happened is it ended up taking a little bit of time for the negotiation process, and the delay kind of ended up running out, caused them to plant in the area I was going to. So I didn't quite have the space that I wanted to use, but this coming September we'll get that rectified.
Okay. I think some of those kids from Paul Quinn are out here at the event today and involved in some of the volunteer work out here and helping with the displays and so forth. So if you get out this way, we'll see you there.
Well, they were all part of the staff, the students interacting with all the people at the event. And I'm gonna tell you that's a great bunch of kids. I'm so happy I'm involved in that, and I want to stay in touch with them. That's really a good thing started in our community.
I think so too. Appreciate the report.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Mike. And we'll take a little break and be back for more of your calls. Jump on here at 866-444-DIRT-3478. Broadcasting live today from the Live Green Expo in Plano, which is at the Plano Center right across the street from Collin County Community College, and easy to get to. Free parking, free to get in. Lots of great displays. There's people speaking all day long. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Well, just like Tater and Hannah, our new dog Carmen loves the Munster Natural dog foods. Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. One is that I know the people. I've been involved with the product line since its inception. And now there's new formulations. Now no corn, no soy, no wheat in the new formulations. And that lowers the genetically modified grains that often get into the dog foods out there. Now with prebiotics and L-carnitine, the dog food and cat food are even better to help digestive systems of animals, body weight, and even brain function. These products are great. They don't have any chemical preservatives in them at all. They are loaded with all the best quality ingredients that you can possibly find, and they're starting to show up in more and more places that sell quality pet foods. It's Munster Natural. Go to their website, munstermilling.com. Look for the green bag, the normally active recipe that's still the same, but all of the new formulations as well. It's Munster Natural, dog food and cat food.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
Farmers, growers, ranchers, and property managers are using Howard Garrett's natural organic programs with great success. For dramatically higher crop yields with less water, less fertilizer, reduced costs, and greater profits, Natural Organic Warehouse consults to create organic programs specifically for you. Call 888-998-9669 or visit now online. That's 888-998-9669 or naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike,
steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC BME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Howard back with you, and we've got a caller from San Diego, California, Sean on the line. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on out there?
Oh, well, you know, we get to grow vegetables year-round out here.
It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's one of my favorites.
It is nice. I actually had a question. I put on some bio wash yesterday, applied some, and I also noticed I had some caterpillars. I wanted to apply some BT, and I wasn't sure if the bio wash would interfere with the BT, or does it matter?
I don't think it'll interfere at all. In fact, it probably will be beneficial with the BT. It'll probably, like using liquid molasses with the BT, probably give it a little bit longer life and efficacy on the plants.
Okay. Now, as far as the bio wash, there was a couple of questions I was wondering about. That is, it seemed like I read something about it. Is it also used around the roots to stimulate any kind of roots or the soil, or is it just mostly just for the leaf foliage?
Only thing I use it for, Sean, is the foliage and stems. I'll spray it on the bark of plants, but I don't put it in the soil. I just have too good a look using Garrett Juice and Thrive.
Yeah.
It's that simple combination. And the bio wash does have some ability to kill small insects and things like that. So based on that, I just spray it when I need to. A lot of people do it every time, but I don't ever put it in the soil. Just Garrett Juice and Thrive in the soil.
Okay, and now is there some way you don't want to apply bio wash, or does it harm the blossoms?
I don't think you should be spraying much of anything when a plant is in flower, because you just cosmetically damage the flowers.
Oh, okay.
When on fruit trees, for example, what I'll be talking about in with my fruit tree talk today is that the first organic spray is what we call bud, pink bud, before the flowers have opened. And then the second spraying will be after the flowers fall. If you can avoid spraying when it's in flower, it's best. Now, some plants are in flower all the time, and obviously you have to go ahead and spray. But for those that are seasonal flowers, you know, only do it flower at one time, just avoid that period of time when they're in bloom. That's especially true for orchids and things like that. You can really foul up orchids if you spray when they're in bloom.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, great. Well, that makes sense. Well, I just got a delivery of carrot juice yesterday, so I'll be applying that.
Well, I hope it works for you, and keep in touch, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bill in Ardmore. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill. I called you 3 or 4 weeks ago about a big oak tree with black sap coming out of the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it had been in a flower bed, and I'm just here to tell you, you are a miracle worker. I took your advice, did the pulled all the soil back from the tree trunk.
Exposed the flare?
Exactly.
Okay.
Then I took a water hose with a metal extension on it, and made me some aeration holes, about 20.
Okay.
Poured carrot juice in it.
Okay.
And in a week, I started having new buds.
That's great.
Later, now here we are, 3 weeks later, it's fully leafed out. So people that don't, you know, I was skeptical that I could save the tree. I had nothing to lose. And I did it, and it's the centerpiece of my yard. I just want to tell you, you are the real deal.
Well, Bill, I appreciate the report. One of the things about the sick tree treatment that's so good, you alluded to it a little bit there, even if the tree hadn't made it, you don't waste your money because you improve the soil for whatever else you might plant later on there. But very high percentage of the time, unless the root system is completely destroyed already, we can bring plants back from being in pretty serious shape, and sounds like you saw that. What kind of plant was yours? I can't remember.
An oak.
Okay, all right.
Also, I wanted to ask one quick question about beneficial nematodes.
Uh-huh.
I've tried to order them, and they wanted me to buy a whole case. Are there any beneficial nematodes in the soil already that you can just feed or grow naturally?
Yes, good question. Certainly is. It's one of the reasons why beneficial nematodes work so well. They are a native animal in the soil. They're just there at very much lower percentages, you know, in proportions. If you put down the Garrett juice and the Thrive and things that we've been talking about, you will get not only the microbes that come in the products, but also the microbes that those things stimulate in the soil. And any beneficial microbes that you stimulate, whether it's bacteria or fungus or protozoa or nematodes, they all relate to each other. If you get an increase in any of the good guys, you get an increase across the board. So, yes, your question is a good one. You will stimulate a better population of beneficial nematodes without even buying any or putting any in. And so you can go that route. On the other hand, if you want to buy some in a smaller package, just talk to a couple of other insectaries. Not all of them will make you buy a whole case, okay?
What about diluted cow manure? Will that promote that growth?
I'm going to have to run, Bill. Let me talk to you off the air, and if not, if I can't get you, call me on the Sunday show tomorrow, same number, okay?
Okay.
866-444-DIRT-34 7-8. Enjoy being with all of you, and I'll talk to you later. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.